Good morning, everyone. The Gunner of Shabbos. It's a Hey Adar, Tavshinayin Gimel, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Truma. We're learning here Megillas Esther, Perek Aleph. We're up to Pasuk Yud Zayin. And this is after Achashverosh is fuming mad and Mamuchan came along and told Achashverosh that not only you alone is this disgrace, the disgrace that the lady, the wife, does not listen to her husband, but it's affecting all the nations that you are under your control. Now, to keep in mind, every single aspect of the Megillah, as the Vilna Gaon tells us, the Gra tells us, is a chelik of the Nes, of the Yad Hashem. And as a person can definitely read it incorrectly, and I'll tell you a quick story, a person can definitely see with the Yetzirah putting his two cents into a person's mind, how it's just what they call coincidence. And in fact, the Sefer Yosef Lekach, who came before the Vilna Gaon, he tells us that a person can make that mistake. He can make the mistake of thinking that there was this, trying to get a good side of you. So that a person can think that there is this king who was too hot-tempered, and he says to his officers to tell my wife to come. She doesn't come, gets upset, off with her head. We need a new queen now. So they have, what does he want? What's his qualifications? Midos tovos? Charity? Kindness? No. Beauty, external. That's all he cares about. So, looking for the most beautiful lady in the kingdom, the palace, all the countries. Lo and behold, there's this one lady who is outstanding. Can't imagine her beauty. Can't imagine. And she's trying to fact. No, she's not looking for any. She doesn't want to be the queen. Oh, but they find her anyway. Sounds like a good, good movie play, right? Now, I want to tell you something. Years ago, I was going for taking blood tests for my life insurance. So a lady comes to my house, and she's taking this, paperwork and takes some blood and this and that. And she says to me that years ago she went to the Philadelphia Yeshiva because she had a client over there. So this is a story she told me. She's about to walk into this big, loud room with a lot of men in there, a lot of young men, boys, young men. And as she's about to open the door, she said, "No one touched me, but they ushered me away." And, women don't usually walk into the Beis Medrash on a regular basis, And so they said, "Can we help you?" So she said, well, she has an appointment. I think it was with the Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky. I'm saying this a little incorrectly, so this is the way I remember the story. So she goes upstairs, she speaks with him, and she says, that story about Esther?" This is what she says to, I believe, Rosh Yeshiva. And she said, "Is that a true story? Because my understanding is a fairy tale." That's what she said. It sounds like a great, Lahal demekosh lechol. There's what's called Cinderella, right? You have Cinderella out there, and you have Snow White. And guess what? Another princess, a queen, Esther, added to the list. Now, Disney didn't come up with that one yet. So he said to her, if you turn around and you look at those books over there with the gold, on the gold spine, the gold color cover over there, it records it from generations to generations, all the way back to when it actually occurred. She says, "You got to be kidding." She says, "Really? That's the true story?" And he said, "It sure is." And she says, "Wow, I never knew that." She never knew it was a true story. So a person can definitely have this mindset that it's not a true story. It's all fictitious and we're all made up and this and that. And there's this hot-tempered king. Or even if it is a true story, there's no Yad Hashem. Hashem is not here at all in this picture. And as the Gemara says, the Gemara has a question. Esther min haTorah minayin. The Gemara says, where do we find Esther in the Torah? Aster. I'm interrupting myself because I want to dedicate this shir Leyulei Nishmas Gittel Bas David. This is Rabbi Yochanan Ashkenazi's grandmother. Normally, this is his slot to give a shir, so I felt it's only appropriate that this shir should be Leyulei Nishmasa. Amen. Now, so Anochi, as Rephraim said, Anochi, Aster Panai, I will hide my face from you. When is this talking about? Talking about Golos. Let me just explain what that means, because it's a very, very important point to keep that in mind when we go through the Megillah. That the Megillah should go through us. And that is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, there are two ways of seeing my hand. There used to be the open Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash, where the Lechem upon him, you would go home for a Shabbos, and you smell that beautiful aroma, that wonderful smell of the Shabbos challah is baking. The freshness of the Lechem upon him, of the showbread, was there all the time. It defied nature. The Trumas Hadesh and the earth opened up and swallowed up the ash. These were open miracles. On and on and on. The Ner Maravi, which was lit, went longer than the oil should have lasted. Not just the Chanukah Nes. Then there's another aspect of the Yad Hashem. When Hashem hides behind Kiviyachol, behind the curtain, we don't see how Hashem is openly pulling the strings. But every single step of the way is a Yad Hashem. We live now in that second stage, the Golos aspect, where every single aspect is a Yad Hashem. And it's our job to be able to say, you know what? I see you, Hashem. In every single step, in every single aspect of life. Not just the big aspects of Hashgacha Pratis, but even the small ones as well. Please.
So does that mean that Hashem is reacting to what Klal Yisroel is doing in a hidden manner? Or is Hashem being independent and following a path, a plan that he has already laid out?
So I believe it's the first approach. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding to our actions, but in more of a hidden way, where we don't see Hashem responding.
Right.
Like, let's say when the 39 Scud missiles that went out, and that one person that was killed was the person who, they say, was Michal Shabbos, and was driving his motorcycle so 39 is right. 39 Malachos of Shabbos. I mean, right. Whatever the exact, that's not for me to say. No, there's an understanding to say there are bigger people out there than me. There's no question we have to acknowledge that everything that's taking place is the Yad Hashem. It's not that it's just on Hashem puts in the computer and it's going, regardless of our actions. That's the total opposite of what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to realize, just like over here by Megillas Esther, there's a gezeirah that comes out. The gezeirah is, are you Jewish? Well, my mother's Jewish. Well, that means you're Jewish. You know what? Your head will be decorated on this Amaleki's dinner table. This was their goal. On the 13th of Adar, they're going to have the Jewish heads. Okay? So we have to realize there's a gezeirah. We have to do something about it.
Right. So action-reaction.
Action-reaction. That is...
And Hashem's reaction is hidden. Is hidden.
Which is the marshal that we mentioned, where the king sent out his son to the forest, and that was the gross marshal, where we don't see it.
Right. But does Hashem have a plan which is independent of us? In the sense that the sun rises in the morning and the moon comes out at night and the oceans with the tides and the laws of gravity and this is all Hashem also, but independent of us.
Yes and no. In other words, my understanding is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets the nature in motion.
Right.
But that nature is altered by our actions.
Ah.
So that's it's yes, because there's what's called the norm. And everyone agrees Hurricane Sandy was abnormal.
Right.
Was I mean, it's... We Baruch Hashem here didn't get a hit too hard, right, to say the least, I'm saying. But some people might have lost a little power here and there. And the chesed that went on, the emails, this person needs freezer space. Anybody have room for free? You know, the little things. But it was important in this community alone that came out.
Right?
So... unfortunately, there were communities where there's the Far Rockaway and yeshivas which were totally lost and totally destroyed. I saw one, we know we have the Deir Shemishter Rurish here, and I saw a letter sent out that any of the Deir Shesfarim that were lost and destroyed, Deir Shesfarim is going to replenish, and the things were totally destroyed over there in certain communities.
So I got what you're saying. The nature, Hashem made the nature, and that's independent of a man, but how that nature
responds and reacts.
Is
right. So in other words, Hashem basically, you know, the different gedolim that we have told us different messages of perhaps what we had to be focusing on in regards to the hurricane. Some explained that we had to focus on the, I heard this in the name of Steinman, Shlita, Godel Hador, the Haitzah, carry on Shabbos, to mechazik that mitzvah. Whether you have an Erev, don't have an Erev, whatever it might be, I'm not going to discuss details now. I heard others discuss that the ruach, the wind, is similar to the ruach, the words that we say. And we had to focus on Lashon Hara, on not speaking Lashon Hara, proper speech. I heard another... Yitzchak Sorotskin from Lakewood, I heard him saying how we have to focus on not just learning Torah, but when we're not learning Torah because we have to go somewhere, do something, are we running back to go to learn Torah afterwards? Or are we kicking up our feet on the easy chair and saying, okay, you know, vacation time? There are different levels, different approaches, but the main thing is a hurricane could come and go. But a hurricane of such a disastrous result, an outcome, there's no question Hashem is talking to us. There's no question. I mean, this is one of the records. So Hashem is talking to us because we are acting a certain way that we have to take into account and work on something. You're welcome. Pasuk Yud Ches. So this is after Vashi did not come. V'hayoyim azeh toimano soris poras umadai asher shamu as Devar Hamalko, they heard the words of the queen, L'chol Sorei Hamelech, L'chadai B'zoi Nakotzef. Tremendous disgrace. Rashi says, V'yesh B'dover Hazeh, L'chadai B'zoi, and he says, V'yesh B'dover Hazeh, Harbe B'zoi Nakotzef. There's a tremendous embarrassment for the queen to say to the king, I'm not coming. Who does she have? This is what Mamuchan is telling. Imal Hamelech Toiv, if it befits the king, says Memuchan, Yetze Devara Malchus Milofonov, Vikosei Bidosei Porasu Modai, that the king should perhaps institute a law in the lands of Porasu Modai, Volo Yavor, Asher Loisovoi Vashti Lefnei HaMelech HaChashverish Malchuso, Yitein HaMelech Leruuso, Toiva Mimena. Memuchan is saying, Haman is saying here, she's finished. Time's expired. The quarter is up. Time for a new queen. To who? Yitein HaMelech L'ru'usa HaTayvim Imena. To someone who's better than her. V'nishma Pizgam HaMelech Asher Yaseh B'chol Malchusoi Ki Rabohi V'chol Anoshi Mitnu Yikar L'Baleyen L'Migodol V'ad Koton. And now the women, the wives, would have to listen to their husbands, the migod of al cotton, and all over of Paras or Madai. I want to share with you the Gra over here, and the Gra tells us as follows. V V'amar Zois, this statement was said that the wives should have to listen now to the husbands. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the key now. Hashem is pulling the strings. See, babe, see, boys. Hashem is orchestrating. Kidei Shiyu Yechaylun Litlois Es Haman. Like we discussed earlier, now we're seeing it inside. That this will now enable Haman to hang himself. To be able to hang Haman. Why? Ki im loy hayo hamelech yochol lishpoit davar mash negeh etzloi. Loy hayo yichodon litloi says Haman, achi yishyaskimu kol hasarim. The Gra tells us that Haman encouraged Achashverosh that if it applies to you, then you should be able to, any law, that's what Haman is saying now, any law that applies personally to you, you should be able to enact the judgment without speaking to your officers. This is what Haman is encouraging Achashverosh to do, and this is what brought Haman's downfall. L'chein simiv Hashem sh'yeh ha-melech yochel lishpoit ba'atzmai. That's why Hashem orchestrated it, that Haman is shooting himself not just in the foot, but in the head. Because now that Haman encouraged Achashverosh to enact this law, later on, as we discussed, now we see it in Pasuk Chaf over here in the Gra, that when Haman falls on top of Vashti, on top of Esther, and Achashverosh is fuming mad, comes back in from the garden that apparently Haman's men were destroying, Harvona comes in and says, that's the pole. We know what happens. Haman says, off with his head, kill him. Because why? I'm the king, and it's negated to me. The law applies to me. This took place years earlier. When Haman encouraged Achashverosh to make this law. We don't see right away when something takes place in front of us how that's the Yad Hashem. We don't see it. And we might not ever see it. But I want to share with you a Gemara with Rabbi Kiva. Famous story with Rabbi Kiva. Not as famous the Maral who explains something about this Gemara. We'll just say it quickly. We know the story with Rabbi Kiva, where he was traveling, he had his donkey, he had his rooster, his candle, he knocks on the door, says, excuse me, may I please stay overnight? No place to go. No. Okay, have a good night. Next person. No, all the no's. No place, no choice, no place to go, no other options. He stays in the forest. We all know what happened. The wind comes, blows out the candle. Lion comes, eats the donkey, or the rooster, and he's got nothing there. No donkey, nothing. Wakes up in the morning, and he finds out the whole town was destroyed. Bandits came through, destroyed everybody in the town. Who was one of Rabbi Kiva's rebbes? Who was one of his rebbeim? Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu. What is the message Nachum Ish Gamzu taught his Talmud Rabbi Kiva? Gamzu L'Toiva. We don't understand. Now, it's very easy to say when the person wins the lottery, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's for the best Hashem. You're not going to understand. Of course, there has to be somebody. Why not me? That's a good choice, you know? Okay. What about when the person has something that's not so gewaldic, not so great happen to him? I'm having my battery died and I got my car rebooted, a new battery, and some issues with the alarm, this and that. So last night, I'm leaving here, it's a little after 11. It's a nice quiet town, especially after 11 o'clock at night. And all of a sudden, someone's horn doesn't stop beeping. Yours truly. I put the key in and I thought it was turned off. There's a whole mess up over there. And I'm pressing this, that, I'm trying to, nothing's working. I figure, let me get out of here. But where am I supposed to go? There are people everywhere, right? So I quickly came out of the parking lot, looked both ways. There's no one in the street now. Went into the garage over there, the gas station on the right. And I saw someone, he did it recently, he showed me how to do it. I opened the hood, pulled out the fuse. If I'm not for watching him do this, I would never know how to do this. Pulled out the fuse, the alarm goes off. The horn also goes off that way. Now, you don't want to make the noise. You don't make all that noise, that attraction here. Gamzu Tova. Whatever it is, this is a tiny little nothing. It's a tiny little nothing, a little inconvenience. Rabbi Kiva, he lived with a Gamzul Tova. This is how he expressed himself. The Maral tells us that when a person lives with a Gamzul Tova, he will merit to see Litova. He will merit to see how it was good for him. It might take a year. It might take 20 years. It might not be in this world. It might be in the world to come.
But shouldn't the person, when this event is happening, introspect and say, gee, look at himself. What's going on in my
yes.
life that may be causing this?
Yes, 100%. I agree with 100%. And so does the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Heyam and Aleph. And the Gemara tells us over there that if the person has things happening to him, he should say, maybe I should look into my actions, and maybe because of this or that or this. That's true. But he still has to realize, accept upon himself, this is for my benefit. It's both issues. You know, listen, it's the wintertime now, and there's a lot of black ice going on, this and that. We have funny snow where it comes for a day, a little dusting, and then it gets cold. And we don't see it. We should all be careful. If Chas Hashem, a person falls on his way down, he doesn't scream out, "Yes, thank you." You know that's no one. You know, and then he smashes himself. He's not smiling from ear to ear like when he hears great news about something else. After he gets himself up, after he feels that pain and hobbles back to somewhere wherever he's headed, then the correct approach, from my understanding, from my Rebbeim and from the Sfarim, is to realize that's Gamzul HaTayva. After it's a Gamzul HaTayva, he has to also then ask himself as well, what maybe was the source of this? Now, we can't put aside the fact that if the person was just being negligent, that is a cause of, you know, if he should have been walking more carefully, and he's just looking up and not looking down, that's part of what it was, you know, a person has to be careful in life. But there's no question a person has to do pishpush and mishmush. Look into his actions and do some introspection. Ben Adam Lechaver, between man and man. How am I behaving between man and man? Ben Adam Lamakam. How am I responding between me and Hashem? That's 100% what has to be done. Let's see another pasuk here. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayitav ha'dor b'enei ha'melech v'asorim, v'yas ha'melech k'dvar memuchon. Achashverosh likes this idea, and the Gra tells us that first the pasuk that he enacts this din. The Gra tells us, vayitav ha'dor b'enei ha'melech v'asorim, that this plan of Haman, that whatever the king says that it applies specifically to him, he should immediately be able to respond with his desire and his will and his law. Haidia lanu bazeh akosov, says the Gra, Shakadish Baruch Hu mehapech liboy shaladam. Then Hashem turns around the heart of man. Shamela chuto be'inav laharoig oyso af shaloi hoya b'ritzoinoi. That Hashem changed the heart of Achashverosh. And this was not in his best interest to kill Vashti. Why not? Because Vashti is his link to royalty. He's not a king without Vashti. It doesn't make sense for him to do this. Let him send out another reason. You know, she got sick. Okay, she got sick. You know, people got sick. That's why she wasn't able to come. Put out on all emails or whatever it is, you know. Have everybody going around. Listen, if your wife is sick, so she doesn't have to go listen to make supper that night. And that's the new law. Right? One night a year, she's allowed to get sick. Whatever crazy thing he wants to do. But to kill her? So we're saying here that Av shezeh ra lahem, ki ha-melech yishpoit ba'atzmai afilu ma shenegei aboi, v'yasa ha-kol kertzoinai, v'noitel mihem memshaltom shehi biyodam af apichein huta b'neihem. This was, Hashem took the heart of Achashverosh and turned it around. It wasn't for his benefit. That he shouldn't speak to his advisors, that maybe he'll do something really, really foolish and act impulsively. And also it's not a good idea for the Sarim. What that means is, let's say one of the officers does something wrong, The king will say, listen, this applies to me. The law of the land is what I say applies to me. I don't have to discuss it with you officers. Off with his head. And the Tsarim, the officer said, it's a good idea. And that was the downfall of Haman. Every single aspect in this Pasuk of Aleph, without the Gra telling this to us, we could read the words, Vayitev ha-dover b'ni ha-melech v'ha-sarim. It was good in the eyes of the king and the officers. This was a nace. The Gra says, this is part of the nace. So how does this apply to us? How does this apply to us in our everyday life? And with this, we'll end for today. We live when there are different powers of people in charge in different countries. Whether we voted for these people, whether we didn't vote for these people. What we have to remind ourselves is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that pulls the strings. Vayitav, this pasuk over here, in Perek Aleph, pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayitav ha-davar be'enei ha-melech va'asarim. And I just saw this right now. Without looking inside, how do you spell Vayitav? Yeah. Vav Yud, Tes, Vav, right? Right. That's not how the pasuk says it here. I would have spelled it like you. If you asked me, how do I spell Vayitav? I would have said Vav Yud, Tes, Vez, right? Now I take a look inside. How is it spelled? Vav Yud, Yud. Hashem is in charge. The Yud, Yud is Hashem. Vayitav Hadavar. The Yud Yud is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Achashverosh's mindset, and he thinks he's doing something which is in his best interest, of course it was not in his best interest, and the officers as well, the advisors, the Secretary of States, and the ministers, and the this, and the that, all whatever the positions are, they are called today. It's Vayitev Hadar Be'eni HaMelech. Who's the Melech? The Melech is Melech Malchei Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the one who is in charge. And we can never forget that. Whether there are allies or what appears to be allies to the Jewish people, or what openly comes out as not allies, as enemies to the Jewish people, we have to realize our trust. And this we see very clearly. This is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's good in the eyes of Hashem. He's the Melech. And He's in charge of everything, whether it's in times of Esther or in our times as well. Thank you.